Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this afternoon, this good night, we're going to talk about situationships. What is a situationship? How do you know you're in a situationship? How to get out of a situationship? And just background in total, like my experience with situationships. What a situationship is a relationship that's not quite a relationship. And nonetheless, it is a relationship, but there are rules that are absent. Like, for instance, like, you know, when you're with someone and it's an unwritten rule, the biggest one, not to cheat. Well, in situationships, you can cheat without getting in trouble because it's not technically cheating. You can be the main person, but not quite, because you can be replaced at any moment. But, like, so does being in a relationship. Like, you can be replaced at any moment, right? But the difference is the level of commitment someone is willing to give to you. If they don't give it to you, then is there something fundamentally wrong with you? I want to talk about just the complexities of a situationship. I think a situationship can exist on a spectrum. It is going to sound ridiculous what I'm about to say, but there is, even though it's small, there is some slight commitment to someone if you're in a situationship. Like, you're committing to being in a situation. You're committed to that, and it's pathetic because it's like you're used as a sex toy. And the guy that I'm in a situationship with right now, I believe that I'm not his girlfriend is because he can't afford to have one. And he knows that. He told me once that his dad told him that he shouldn't start dating unless he can afford it. And that's when we were dating. But when we met, he was driving an AMG Mercedes and he had money to take me out to dinner. And, like, that was a lot for him being 20 years old. And you're going out with, like, a 27-year-old. Taking a 27-year-old out. And he was... I think he uses our age gap as an excuse to, like, be like, oh, we're just in a situation for right now. Because he has said things like, I'll get married when I'm 40. I'll be, like, 47. So it's just, like, I know the situation because he's younger than me. And I can't commit to that. But I love him. I love him so much. But I can't commit to someone who's younger than me by 7 years. 6.5 years. 7 years. So that's a bit about my personal experience with situationship. There's a lot more. There's a lot more. Have you been in a situationship? Are you in a situationship right now? How you can tell is that you've never had a talk about what we are. Everything is assumed in a situationship. Like, it's just an assumption that he's not talking to someone else. It's an assumption that I'm not talking to someone else. It's an assumption that we're not sleeping with other people. It's one big assumption. And I think being in a situationship is meant to protect people's feelings so that way they don't feel stupid and they don't feel hurt when someone inevitably cheats. And that's something I want to talk about for a second. Like, is cheating inevitable? Like, should you expect your partner to cheat? Because I think cheating is inevitable. And I don't think it should be taken that personally. Because it's just sex. Like, unless someone is, like, really emotionally involved. I can feel myself slowly starting to settle for bad behavior. And it's not good. Like, what I just said about not taking cheating so personal, it's because it's never meant to hurt you. It's always meant to, like, gratify both parties at that time. But you should take it personal because someone stepped out on you and it feels so personal being cheated on. These past 2 years I've been in a situationship. Like, from the beginning, I knew it was a situationship. But, like, back then, I didn't know. I thought we were actually going somewhere. I thought that all of our time spent together was going to lead up to something. See, girls, they're obsessed with titles like girlfriend, wife, fiance. Like, you're nothing in a situationship. Like, you're a friend, maybe, when you get introduced to somebody. Like, it's so weird. Like, if the person you're having sex with right now, like, you've been consistently having sex with, if they introduce you to their friends, what would they say? This is my... what? This is my friends with benefits? This is my... like, it's such a low-value title. It really, really, really is. And if you're not okay with being in a situationship, you need to get out. Like, if you want more from that person, you're not going to get it because you've already settled for the bare minimum. A situationship is settling for the bare minimum. And it's nothing you sit down and have a conversation like, okay, we're going to be a situationship. Like, this is what we're going to be. No, it's something that you've become. Oh my God, I love this song. It's fine, it's cool. We can say we can never imagine what's true. This song is about situationships. You don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. I just wanna be the one I let it call, baby. I used to hate this girl. Like, 2 weeks ago, I hated Chapel Road. Like, I hated her. I was like, ugh, who is this girl with attitude? And I found out she's bipolar. And I'm like, oh. Well, isn't the pot calling in the kettle black? And I was like, so now I get it. Like, I get her yelling at the paparazzi. Like, I get her seeming emotionally unstable because she is. And now I love her 10 times more because it's like, I kind of think she's an industry plant. Because how on earth 2 years ago you were just singing on TikTok? Like, how? And you're like, you sound like you've developed your voice over decades. Like, it just doesn't make any fucking sense to me how, like, it, I don't know. I digress, like I said. But, like, I think that Chapel Road's a plant, an industry plant. Regardless if she is or not, I like her music. I like her voice. I don't think she's a nice Lady Gaga. Because Lady Gaga had vision. And Lady Gaga had creativity. Like, Chapel's a product. Like, I respect her, but, like, she's a product. She's not the new Lady Gaga. I'm sorry. Well, good luck, babe. Good luck, babe. You have to stop the world just to start this feeling. You have to stop the world just to stop this feeling. Anyone else like Chopper Run? Okay, enough about Chopper Run. Being in a situationship is so nerve-wracking because you could wake up any day, like any day, and they're in a relationship that you wanted. It hurts to, like, wake up one day and, like, they have a girlfriend. And it's like, wow, it's not like you had a problem with labeling someone your girlfriend. You just had a problem with labeling someone your girlfriend as me. Like, you had a problem with me being your girlfriend. But I'm good enough to have sex with. Like, I'm good enough. Because, like, it's not a compliment. Don't feel flattered because someone's having sex with you and only you. It's like, people will have sex with anything, especially men. Like, they will have sex if they can stick their dick in it and it's wet and moist. Like, they will fucking do it. Like, have you heard the rumor that Tom Cruise is fucking fish? Like, I heard this rumor on TikTok. Wild. Like, it's about Tom Cruise allegedly having sex with fish. And I'm like, fish? Like, dead fish. Like, a specific type of fish. Like, he fucks. Like, I didn't need to know that. I'm sorry that I said it.
You guys, I think this is my last situationship because I'm moving on in life. I am moving on in life. I'm making moves, silent moves, and I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want anyone sabotaging what I got going on. Even saying that was too much. But, like, I'm ready to be taken seriously. I really, really, really am. Like, I'm tired of, like, not being chosen. Like, I'm tired of, like, not being, and this sounds so pick me, Shell. Like, I just want to be with someone who calls me baby and means it and, like, is willing to, like, commit to me. Like, is that a lot to ask? Apparently, it's a lot to ask someone to commit to you. But, like, what I would give in return, love, affection, commitment, adoration, intimacy, you know, vulnerability. It's like, let me take care of you. I'm just kidding. No, don't be with someone because you want to take care of them. It's for the birds. I'm in a situationship because of our age gap. He's 7 years younger than me. And he lives at home. Oh, God. And he has no car. But when I first met him, he was driving an AMG, like I said. And I like him for him, you know? But I had a talk with one of my friends, Antonio, and, like, he was telling me that, like, guys don't feel like a man, like they can be a man, like be a man for a girl unless they have money. And I totally understood that. And, like, I like, wondered. I'm like, maybe I'm not his girlfriend because he can't afford it. And he knows that. But bottom line is that if he wanted me that bad, he would have made me his girlfriend. And if a guy wanted you that bad, he would not lock it down because you're not married when you become boyfriend and girlfriend, but, like, you know, make sure you're not with someone else. It's like, I can't get mad at Daniel if he's fucking someone else. I could stop fucking him and I can be upset, but I can't get mad at him because we have no commitment. We have no rules. You see, situationship is like, you have no right to withhold and impose rules. And that sucks. It's frustrating because it's like you like this person. It's like you shouldn't be giving your all to this person because it's a situation. Like, and I think fundamentally, if you're in a situationship, that there's something wrong with the love you have for yourself. And I can admit that being in a situationship. Like, I think that I have persistent daddy issues. I'm trying to fix that. I used to look for a protector and a provider in a man. More protection. Because I was missing that protection and being provided for from my father. So I was, like, making sure that I would get it in a partner. But I think that's having a little too much expectation from your partner a little bit. If you want them to, like, replace your father. Oh, God, I need a shot after I said that. What if I came on the podcast, like, just drunk all the time? Like, Shawty. That's the most frustrating part, you guys, is that another thing. If you're in a situationship, you can't get mad if they don't talk to you for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month. Because it's not that serious, right? No, my feelings are very, very, very real. And that's another thing about situationships is that your feelings don't change. you don't like anyone less intensely because you're in a situation. All the situation is that you guys refuse to figure it out. You guys refuse to have a talk, or it's one person, and it's usually the person that doesn't like the person as much as the other person. That person is the one that keeps the situation a situation. The one that doesn't want a relationship is the one perpetuating the situation. It's like there's some benefit that they're getting out of the both of you being together that is perfectly fine and is not worth exploring. That's an insult. And the only like reason I can justify having situationships is that if you have multiple people in your life, in that you commit by not committing to any of them. Do I think Daniel has another girl he's seeing? Yeah. Talking to? Yeah. Am I okay with that? No. Am I still going to see him again? Probably. And this is something you shouldn't do, is you should have a situationship and just leave it at that. You should be going out and meeting people, not for the sake of having multiple situationships, but for the sake of not being a dumb bitch. Like, you look dumb if a guy is being all lovey-dovey to you, cuddling with you, having sex with you, and then turning around and doing it to another person, but it's okay, right? Because you're in a situation. Situation means you're halfway in and there's no plans on getting all the way out. I think that I'm happier being in, this is the caveat to everything. I think I'm a lot happier being in a situation than a relationship. Because I look at my past relationships and they were kind of awful. And like, they didn't deserve me. And I was blinded going in. And I feel dumb that I let myself stoop so low for someone else to be so high. Like, my ex-boyfriend put me on Pornhub, you guys. Took a video of me and put me on Pornhub. It's not there anymore. But I did a whole episode on it called Revenge Porn. And it's like, that relationship should have never been a relationship. We skipped situationship and went to relationship. And I'm not saying that a situationship is necessarily a step that needs to be taken in order to get to be in a relationship, or like a real relationship. But like, he didn't deserve me. It shouldn't have gone that far. But the situationships, like, the thing that's most frustrating about them is that you hold on because the potential was so high. You had high hopes for the both of you. Like, I would consider Daniel as, like, the first guy that I've ever considered having kids with one day. And that sounds so ridiculous coming out of my mouth in the sequence of what just came out before. That sounds ridiculous. But like, as I age, I'm hitting the wall, you guys. I'm hitting that imaginary wall where I feel like I'm running out of time. Running out of time for what? To make a family. Like, I feel like my biological clock started ticking way too late. Like, if this is something that I'm going to end up wanting as my future progresses, I have like a good 4 or 5 years left to have kids. And I want to do other things in life that if I had a kid would be 10 times harder, maybe even impossible. And I think about how I don't want kids. And I think about how my future partner has to be okay with that. Because that's something I'm not compromised. I'm not compromising on is having kids. I'm not going to have kids because someone else wants kids. That is stupid. You know, if my mom had the same mentality as me, I wouldn't be born. Every day I think about it, like how selfless you have to be a parent. and that everyone is, it seems like everyone is doing it, but like, it's one of the craziest concepts in the world to me, is raising someone, having someone, raising them, worrying about them. Like, I think about it all the time. I think about it every day. I think it's the hormones, but like, it's in conjunction with me being 29 and like being childless and unmarried. I feel, I should feel, and on some days I do, like empowered and independent, and like, but that only goes so far. Like, I'm tired of laying alone at night, and like that, like, I'm robbing myself of a loving relationship, a fulfilling relationship, by being in a situationship, by being held up over a guy that's 7 years younger than me. What am I doing? Now I got feelings for him, and it makes me want to throw up. Do yourself a favor and just end the situationship. And it's hard to end something that was never there, hypothetically. You have to put your foot down and say, I can't see you anymore. Or we can't do this anymore. We can just be friends. Every time I've tried to have a serious conversation with Daniel, he just wouldn't reply. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I don't want to be Bob the Builder. Like, I don't want to build him up for the next chick. That's not my job. It's his job to grow on his own. But it's not my job to help him. It's not my job to, like, initiate certain things and teach him certain things. So that way he's better. He's a better man for the next woman. Like, no, I deserve someone that has already grown a little bit, has healed, that is on their healing journey. Like, I deserve someone who is like an adult. An adult. I need an adult. I need a parent. Okay. Maybe I should have and like, this is like part of hitting the wall. You start thinking back on like people you denied, like people you've rejected, or people you didn't go after. And you're just like, maybe I was a little too judgmental. Like, maybe I should have went with them. Like, there's a guy in high school, from high school, who was not attractive, even after, just not attractive, would try to, like, flirt with the ladies, but, like, got turned down. He lost a lot of weight, and, like, I've caught myself, like, wondering, I'm like, should I have given him a chance? Like, ew! Not only is that so hypocritical and gross of me, but, like, I can't. Like, I can't stoop so low. Like, I'm a hot bitch. Like, I need to start acting like it again. Like, I just, It always works out that the person you don't really want wants you, and the person that doesn't really want you, you want them. It's insane. I'm so tired of relationships. I'm so tired of wanting one. I'm so tired of analyzing my past relationships and current relationships. I'm so tired of, like, trying to find the meaning in, like, our time together. I'm so done. I wish we didn't need them to survive. Like, I'm so done, like, I'm so done wanting it. Because it's a big deal, but, like, it shouldn't be, like, the main focus of my life. Fuck, my vape is dead. God damn it. I bought 6 joints. All, like, 5 of them were defective. Like, I can't smoke out of it because, like, it doesn't burn right. And, like, I can't go buy more weed because I have to go get an oil change. And that's going to take most of my money. the things I go through just to fucking get high. It needs to stop.
It has stopped. I don't smoke all day every day like I used to. I am a tad bit more bored, but like it's okay. It's okay.
Guys, I'm so done with situationships. Like, I can't do it anymore. And it's like, when I go see Daniel, I have to sneak in his house.
I'm 30. Like, I'm 29. But, like, this is my last year of doing fuck shit. Of, like, when I mean fuck shit, I mean shit that does not make sense. Like, sneaking into someone's house because their parents live there. I should be dating someone with the house. And I really hope this next chapter in my life just, like, opens so many opportunities for me. Because, like, I've gotten past the point of feeling like life is over. Because in your mid-20s, you can feel that way. You can feel like, oh, my God, my life is over. And it's not. I feel like my life is just beginning, which is cool. Because I made it this far. Everything is romantic. Oh. Bring me back to the Charlie XCX concert. It was cute. I want to end the situationship that I'm in. Even though I don't want to. I do, then I don't. Like, there's no sense in me talking to him like, I want this from you. Because, like, he knows what should come next. Like, what's logical. Like, this is, ladies, don't beg a man to be with you. Please. He's already put you in a category. That's what men do. They put women in categories. Like, friend, fuck buddy, situation, girlfriend material. And it hurts to know that, like, you're just a sex toy. How do you treat your sex toys, you guys? You use it and then you put it back on the shelf. Put it in the box. Don't talk to it. Don't touch it. Don't look at it until it's convenient for you. See, Daniel calls me when it's convenient for him. When his parents are gone. Oh, this is so embarrassing. When his, like, brother and sister are at the house. That's when it's convenient for him to, like, have someone over and have sex. And, like, sneak around. It's to the point where I'm driving to the grocery store, parking at the grocery store. Him picking me up at the grocery store so we can go to the house so his neighbors don't tell his mom that a fucking white Toyota keeps popping up every weekend. I can't believe I, like, put myself in this predicament. And, like, the song that I'm playing right now. Please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Like, this song reminds me of him. Because, like, I can see the next, if we stay together, I can see the next, like, 5 years. I can see it. He would leave me for someone younger. Someone who just turned 20. Someone who doesn't know how immature he is. Someone who is ignorant to, like, things that he still needs to learn. And I'm so far ahead in, like, thinking things out. Because that's what happens when you have a frontal lobe, a fully formed frontal lobe. Is like, you can think things out beyond a year, 2 years. You can, like, realistically pad things out, and you can be real with yourself. That's another thing they don't tell you, is that when you grow your frontal lobe, you're a lot more real with yourself. You're a lot more honest, and it's kind of depressing, but I beg he doesn't embarrass me, even though he will. He'll cheat. I'll get upset.
And then he'll leave me for someone younger. That's how it's going to play out. And I need to get out while I'm up. Even though I'm kind of sinking, while I'm still up, I need to get out of it. Guys, if you're in a situationship, please do me a favor. Call them. Ask them. If you can call them. Because it's like with situationships, it's like there's boundaries. It's like, is this someone I can call on the phone? Is this person going to look at me crazy if I call them? Like, is calling them too much? It's like you always worry about, is this doing too much? Is this doing too much? Is this doing too much? If you can call them, if you have that boundary, ask them, like, do you see us going anywhere? And if they say no, if they're like, what do you mean? If they say, what do you mean? They know what you mean. They've just been avoiding this talk because they know you're either going to be together or you're going to end. Just ask them, like, do you see us going anywhere? And, like, if they say no or what do you mean, just leave. Exit stage left. Because you deserve someone who is sure about you. You deserve someone who, especially at past a certain age, you guys, you deserve an adult who loves you like an adult. So hard to take my own advice. But anyways, this has been Candace with the Manic Candace podcast. Thank you for listening. Please share this episode with your friends, family, and your followers. And I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye. 3, 6, 5, go. 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 3, 6, 5, go.